the you know, getting your girlfriend a DS, because girls who play video games apparently are more than those who don't, for some reason. Even ones that are converts to video games. Not just an inherent thing that girls who are into video games naturally are into more, you know, but even ones who aren't initially and then get into it, for some reason, amps them up a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like to know why.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, what else did I, man sweat gets women going.
Man sweat.
Right, that was one of those things. And then today, I ran across something that said that if you're going to whisper something into someone's ear, you should go for the left ear. Because the left ear is more emotionally attached, because it's controlled by the right side of your brain.
Oh.
Yeah. Whereas your right ear is more reason attached or whatever, because it's like from your left brain or whatever the hell.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's another helpful little tip.
Huh.
Exciting? I'm helping all kinds of people out today. Not everybody would do that, Jerrianne.
Yeah, you are exceptional.
Well, I'm serious. I'm serious. I think a lot of guys actually, not like these are great hints, you know, but I think a lot of guys will keep helpful information about women to themselves.
Why?
It's kind of like Tiger Woods. He's probably not telling Phil Mickelson how to get rid of his boobs. I mean, how to improve his game, right? He's not going to go around giving people tips. So he's trying to improve his chances against the field. See what I'm saying?
Oh.
Right? Okay. I think a lot of guys, and I'm not saying I've never once had a good conversation with a guy about, you know, women.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of guys do hold back good stuff. And they keep it to themselves. It's their own little tool. It's like, I've acquired this knowledge myself, and I'm not passing it on.
Women don't do that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's all, everything's out there, you share everything?
Yep.
I think women would be worse.
No. Helpful hints to give our friends, because...
Give me an example.
Oh.
You have any examples, or are they too dirty? Is it dirty stuff?
Sometimes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm really shocked about that. Really? Well, I guess I'm not. Women are filthy. When they're together and alone, women are filthy.
Yeah.
When they're in public, it's just, oh, who farted? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Right? It's very, anybody says anything offensive, I can't believe, You know, if it's mixed company, but if it's all women,
yeah,
it's just, you know, tampon joke this, condom joke that. It's just...
It's worse than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some ideas. I have some things running through my head, but I can't necessarily say them into this thing.
Yeah.
You know? Don't want to get in trouble there.
Yeah.
That filthy?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure, really. I think maybe just because we want to help our... friends out, because we're not out to steal, you know, as many men as we can. We just want to look for the right one, where men kind of want to spread their seed a bit.
That's a good theory.